Wonderful. Mr. Rupert, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag
of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Daniel. So we're calling the Charlestown Commissioners meeting to order. It's December 13th at 6 p.m. All the commissioners, Elmer, Commissioner Wood, Commissioner Capanna, Commissioner Fields are present at Town Hall. I am attending via Zoom. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for November 22nd, 2022.
I motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
We have a motion to approve by Commissioner Capanna, a second by
Hi, Carl.
Lost him.
Yeah. Give him a couple seconds to come back on.
Yes.
Yeah, you could take over Renee. Yeah, he gets back on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's calling in, maybe.
No, it wasn't him. Next on the agenda is the accounts payable. Carl, let us know if you're back.
We didn't finish it through the minutes yet.
Well, we had a second.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, well, yeah. I guess you could say all
in favor of the minutes. I thought he did. I apologize.
I seconded it.
Your second.
Yeah. And then it was all in favor. We all put well four of us. So.
So it was 5-0 on the minutes and 4-0 on that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sir, any discussion on the accounts payable?
Well, I guess I should do the total. What was the new total?
I forget.
I thought I wrote it down.
Of course, back. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, guys.
We're still on the accounts payable.
We're on the accounts payable. Great.
$9.46.
50 here.
Got it. Okay.
50,000.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we accept the accounts payable in the amount of $50,667.27.
I second.
Okay. Anyone second?
So we have a motion to approve and a second by Commissioner Wood. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Accounts payable are approved. Next item on the agenda is the Miller Environmental Report. I don't imagine we have anybody from Miller Environmental, but Jeff, do you want to run down that?
I could.
Thank you.
Okay. The total monthly water withdrawal for 2022 was 2,548,000 gallons, and last year it was 2,450,000 gallons. The average daily water withdrawal for this year was 84,933, and last year it was 81,667 gallons. The minimum daily water withdrawal for this year was 57,000 gallons, and last year it was 54,000 gallons. The maximum daily water withdrawal for this year was 109,000 gallons, and last year was 114,000 gallons, and there was zero for coliform samples, zero. The rest of it is more or less just the operation and the maintenance. Looks like the daily tasks were recorded in the WTF logbook, and all the data sheets for the chemical usage and equipment runtime and routine checklists were completed. The daily pH and the chlorine tests were performed. Chemical feed pumps were adjusted as necessary to maintain optimal pH and chlorine levels. Chemicals were mixed as needed, and a chemical inventory was maintained. Monthly samples were collected and sent to certified lab for testing per state requirements. The monthly operations report was sent to the MDE. The WTF maintenance schedule was followed. Housekeeping was performed. Looks like 21 missed utilities were completed, and well pump number one was exercised. And that's probably about it, I guess. If anybody has any questions, there's a little bit more in the back.
We have more to talk about the wells further down the agenda, but in regards to the report, does anybody have any questions?
No, I don't.
It's good to see 25, almost 26 gallons were taken out of well one this time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think we'll be dealing with that here very shortly. So let's move on, and we'll come back to the new items regarding the well further down. Next item on the agenda is the Cecil County Sheriff's Report. Lou, you want to take care of that?
Here.
Oh, he's here.
No, he's not here. You should.
He's
here.
Can you hear me?
He's there.
He's there. Somewhere.
Can Mike? You hear me? Oh, Mike.
Yeah. Sergeant Kalinske.
Can you hear me?
Unmute.
Hey, there you are. Hey, Sergeant.
Hello.
Hello. Can you give us our rundown, Mike?
Yes. Is Brian not there?
No.
He is not here tonight.
Not tonight. Oh,
that's okay. I guess he didn't forward the numbers earlier today either.
No.
All right. Do you want to, is there another email address that I can send it to while I'm on with you guys?
No, we have the
report.
You don't have you don't have the patrol ones that are year to date.
No, we don't have it.
All right. He has them for year to date. I don't have too much to share, except there was a burglary across the street, basically, from the firehouse / mm-hmm. where I was sitting that night. So we were able to narrow down the window of when that actually occurred. And I haven't heard from the detectives yet, but I believe that they have suspects. There was another burglary right in the town limits on Saturday at the storage center right on Route 7. There's been a rash of those across the county. Probably at least four that I know of where multiple units have been broken into. So if you have a storage unit that you're keeping anything in, maybe get a second lock. We'll be doing more patrol checks, as I will be later on this evening in town. I did meet with Brian last week at town hall about a couple of things. Jen Heights was off when I came in to see her on my day off to go over how we're going to change the reporting to give you guys more real-time information, specifically when the deputies are working, to give a copy of the report. The one thing that Brian and I talked about that I don't know is 100% feasible is printing out the reports in our cars and putting them in the slot, because it's not real paper. It's like receipt paper that you get when you get a ticket. What I had suggested to Brian is that the deputies email them to Brian and to me when they finish their shift. About half of them do that now. And that way he can print them out on real paper, so you actually have them, because that paper's not going to last very long. Hopefully none of you have ever gotten a ticket from us, but it's basically receipt paper and it doesn't age very well. So.
Mike, I did talk to Brian in reference to the meeting he had with you, and we were already, this table here had already made a vote, and we can't go against that. It was agreed upon by the town commissioners and the president that we want an activity log, so say handed in every night that the deputies work. Those activity logs have been around since I worked there. And that's all basically we want. We don't want them coming into the town hall anymore. I know there were some that felt uncomfortable doing that, and we understand that. So we kind of let that go and figure they don't have to come inside anymore. We don't have to have alarms going off anymore or anything. Nobody's got to respond to town hall. But we do want the activity sheet handed in every shift they work. And okay. Basically what that is going to do is, and they don't have to have it per the computer or anything. This is handwritten. This goes back to old school, pen and paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't have to have it done by the computer. It doesn't have to be generated, you know, a generated form on the computer in the car. This is just handwritten. You know, what did they do that night? And basically, just this is what we did. This is how many traffic stops I did. This is my DWI. This is my patrol checks. Do. And throw it in through the mail slot here. And that's also how we will generate the number of hours. We'll know how many hours then Miss Kathy here can take care of for us. And that seems to fall back to the easiest way that we could do it for everybody involved. That way we don't have to worry about the computer in the car spitting out a long sheet about 6 miles long. And I understand what you're talking about there. And so we're not asking for you guys to have to do that.
That's actually easier what you're suggesting than what Brian and I talked about. A lot easier. I'll just print out the forms. We have the forms from when I first started 14 years ago that Schmidt was using. And they're pretty straightforward. They're still back there. So that's I will send an email out to the deputies that are working this weekend and let them know that.
Thank you very much for that. And that way, like I said, it's simple, it's easy, to the point, no training necessary. And you know, we're not going to take away your system or anything and mess with it, but it'll be done and it'll be done easier. Sound good?
And they'll just put them in the mail slot.
Yes, just put them in the mail slot.
Okay. That's easy. Okay. That's probably the easiest of any of the towns that we work for.
Right.
Good.
We aim to please.
You got any questions on that, Mike?
Is that an 1860 Cavalryman Saver over your head?
I think it's my great granddaddy's Civil War sword.
I wore that at my first wedding, a recreation.
Very good. Anything else, guys, on the in regards to the sheriff's report?
Yeah. I wanted to talk to Officer Kalinske offline about some things, but I'll get with you later, okay?
I'll be here all night. Okay. If you want to, you just want to send an instant message. Just the only reason I wouldn't respond right away, I get off the desk around 1 o'clock in the morning and then I'll be in town. But just send it to my phone.
I'll send it through your the message like we have been.
Okay.
And Mike, just so you guys know, Thursday night, you guys should have gotten an email up there, but Thursday night is the town dinner from 2 to 6 at the Wellwood. So you guys are more than welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
Whoever's working evening, stop in and grab a bite.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a happy, a Merry Christmas to all of you if I don't see you in person.
You too.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too. Okay, next item on the agenda is the maintenance report. Bobby, it's good to see you there, buddy.
I can read it all for you. Should I stand or just sit?
You're fine.
The first thing I have on here is we installed a snow fence down at the football project. It was needed for like safety reasons. It was real slick down there when that project was going on. So we did that. We winterized the town dock at 630 Water Street, because it's time, of course. We winterized Sea Dock, the bathrooms and the showers. We also winterized Sea Dock, the fire lines, the pedestals, and the pump out stations. We're still delivering trash cans. And the reason I mention that is we're running out of them. We're going to have to get some. So maybe you can send something out and ask people to be patient because we're waiting on Trash Tech to send us some.
How many don't?
We don't. We got little teeny ones. People want teeny ones. People want big ones. We have to sit down and figure that out because we're running out of everything.
Does everyone have them? They just don't want
them. Well, you got new residents that are getting them. We're just getting pulled off of places that we're doing stuff just to run trash cans. I mean, just letting you know, it's something we got to look at. We fixed a fence at the athletic complex because somebody ran into it. Curtis helped on that.
Yeah.
We replaced some boards at the boat ramp on the dock side that were broken, I guess, and some railings that were broken down there from everybody, I guess, getting their boat out. We moved some signs up here for the Christmas tree so people could see it, which we'll put back after Christmas. We just moved them down the street a little bit. We replaced the sump pump at the water tower in the pit, which what we did. It wasn't working, so the pit flooded. And maybe we'll get some lights down there. I'm going to talk to Brian and get some lights down there so we can turn them on and maybe get Miller to, when they check there, they can look down in the pit to make sure there's no water. I mean, or if something we have to do, we have to all get on the page with that because it does collect water, you know. So, okay, so, all right, down the line. We dug out some catch basins down at the end of Frederick Street because they were being inspected by the people that are trying to locate them. So they had to get in them. So we had to move all the debris out of them so they could get the tape measures down in there. So we did that. And we did about six more other than Frederick Street catch basins. This was a good one. We put all the plows on the trucks. We made sure all the solenoids were working. Everything went up and down. Everything went left and right. Everything went, did what it was supposed to. So we're good there. Then we just get into Christmas, I guess, because we started with Thanksgiving. So we cut the Christmas tree up. We got some lights on the cemetery fence. We set up some trees across from the firehouse. We put up the town tree, basically. Just Christmas stuff. I don't think I got much more. I'm sorry to keep you. We stuck the ice out here with one new thermostat, which we bought. We're getting ready to do CDOC here with all the new thermostats that we bought, which we needed because you can only put one per thermostat. I don't know if anybody knew that before, but it wasn't good on our ice. But now we're doing it the right way. So we're good there. And then, and I guess at the end of the day, we did the brush in the Balker town. So there's probably more of it. That's what I can write down. That's it.
Any question, Bobby? In regard to the ice eaters, are they do we have them set so that they're, you know, that we have a thermostat, but they're not always coming on right when it turns 32, right? I mean, we should probably have them unplugged until we get a hard spell. I'm just looking to conserve electric there. How are they set up?
Well, they're set up at 30. Not 32. They're not going to come on until it gets past 30. And if anything, they would delay. The problem we had with the ones that we lost last year wasn't really the thermostats. I mean, well, that might have been part of the issue, but most of the issue was we had that low tide that went out. Mm-hmm. And a couple of them decided to keep running. I don't know why, but they did. And we lost. We had some stolen. Mm-hmm. We had two stolen. Or three storms. I don't think we could really. I think they'll come on and off. I think we're really good this year by putting them all on separate thermostats. That's what we did. We spent the money. We bought separate thermostats. And Jeff can tell you did it.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I think we're good. I think we're going to be good. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we are. I hope we're good. But they're on the one pier. We're going to put them on the one. Okay. We can unplug them if you choose to until you think it's going to get cold. Do you want to put that on?
Yeah, I would almost, you know, that river is not going to freeze up until we have an extended frozen period. And they use up a heck of a lot of electricity because I've got a couple down on my dock in Northeast. And I always drive around and I wait till I start seeing ice on the ice out in front of Charlestown before I go turn mine on. As opposed to them all coming on right when it turns 30 degrees, because they just suck up a lot of electricity.
We can do that on the town dock, but I don't think we can do it on Sea Dock, because if I kill the power on Sea Dock, all the lights on Sea Dock go off, mm-hmm. and the boats go off, and Larry's got boats there all year round, so I can't.
You can just unplug them, right? Dock.
I'm sorry.
You can just unplug them.
Oh, geez, really? Well, I can't. If you want me to, we will.
Well, think about it. I don't want to make more work for y'all, but like I said,
I don't know about going down there. See, at least our town pier, I could just hit the breaker because mm-hmm. it really doesn't matter. There's no boats on the pier anymore. But if we go down there and we start hitting breakers on Larry's pier, He's got both still there. So, yeah. Maybe we can go.
I don't know how you have them plugged in.
It's up to you. Whatever you want to do. I'm good with it. We can make a protocol if you want to do that.
Well, yeah. I'll leave it up to you. But like I said, if it's a pain in the tail end, I understand. But if it's not, I think we should try to conserve some electric on them as opposed to them running all night at 30 degrees. So, is my point. So,
yep.
Anything else, guys, on maintenance or questions?
Everything looks nice. You guys did a nice job. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you.
Looks real good. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the speed bumps and the speed study report. Did everybody get in the packets? I think is an estimate from McGurk for speed bumps, which I know we had talked about in the past about getting some estimates on that. And I know we can't do any speed bumps right now, but you know, if we want to start thinking about where we might like to place some speed humps, you know, we can do that and then get it scheduled up for the spring. So, and Curtis, I know you've been eyeballing out in front of your street for a while. So I don't know, any other locations that anybody wants to talk about right now? Okay.
On Conestoga, that one didn't go uncontested. It was like your road.
Yeah.
It really didn't go uncontested. So if you had another spot, it would be on Conestoga Street where that one went uncontested like yours did.
And there'll be a lot peaceful driving over too.
If I can plow, see, I just can't plow the ones that are the temporary ones are not plowable, which we talked about last week. So those ones
don't try to rip your head off it and you drive.
No, it's just the damn Trinity. You just go right over them. You're not going any more than 30 mile an hour. You're not going to hurt.
I make a motion that we vote on Caroline Street, the one, and Conestoga Street.
On the other one.
For speed home.
Mm-hmm. I'll second.
And when you say Caroline Street, you're talking about kind of in the, what's the address approximately, Curtis, your address?
Well, when Bobby did the stretch on it, it was basically right in front of my house.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it kind of located that.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of everybody stopping out there, but that's where it's got to go.
What was the address, Bobby? What would it be?
32.
We placed it in between the two intersections. So it's kind of like in the middle. So, and it does land in front of his house.
Yeah, so it's right in front of 332.
Carol. I don't know his last name. In front of Ron's house. Well, offset.
Yeah.
It would be 332, Carl.
332.
So in the vicinity of 332 Caroline Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I don't know what Ronnie's address is in Conestoga.
You pull him. Address
up. We're going to try to pull it up on the map, Carl, so we can kind of look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're talking down
224 Conestoga.
If we could figure out what that address is.
Just for the record. Or the minutes.
It's around, it's 222.
That sounds close.
222 Conestoga.
Okay.
Roughly in
Cagle.
Yeah, Ronnie Cagle.
Right. So in the vicinity of 222 Conestoga and I'm sorry, the other one at Curtis's on Caroline is
332.
332 Caroline. So go ahead, Curtis. You got a motion on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For speed bumps to be allocated in those two areas come, you know, when spring breaks. Mm-hmm. Do we have a second?
I second it.
Jeff did.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. That's for speed humps in accordance with the estimates prepared by Mr. McGurk, which is attached to the package. The one of the corollary on that item is the speed camera study, which was done. Lou, you want to run down that
real quick? Sure. I'll just hit it really fast, but these are crazy numbers, I'm telling you. There was 4,343 vehicles analyzed, and it was on Cool Springs at Pagosa, which was even further up than what we wanted studied. We didn't think we were going to get that much because that's where Mike put it. We kind of wanted it further down, like towards Mary's. But in that study, there were 368 enforceable violations. That's a lot of money for the town. The fastest speed going through there. Now, this is through a residential area where there are little kids out there every single day. Was 65 miles an hour.
Yeah. I've had some people come down my
street. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, that's people ridiculous.
I'm kidding, but I'm not.
The tolerance rate with that, as we know, was 12 miles an hour. And that means it was set at 25 miles an hour. So, because the speed limit there is 15, because that's what we have posted. I mean, guys, if we don't understand it just for that point alone, that we have people flying through there at 65 miles an hour.
I mean, I know we did the one up at the school. Do we have that?
Yeah, we still have it too.
Because that was,
I mean,
even faster.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, and just understand that this doesn't cost us a dime in the town. It's all those 368 people there pay for this program. The violators pay for this, and the town makes money. And we can use that money for all these things that we want to do with the roads, all these things that we want to do with the kids, all these things that we, you know, new lighting, new streets, new sidewalks, new. But we don't have to pay anything. But 65 miles an hour, no kid's going to live through that. Mm-hmm. No adult is going to live through that.
That's crazy.
You know, they don't even look. If they're doing 65 and they happen to look down at that phone, because gosh knows that phone call is a lot more important than your kid or you walking out there with your dog or something. There's no living through that.
So I think, like, the real good part about this is like, this is real data, right? Good data. Yeah. So I think the next thing, I mean, we're interested in exploring and maybe getting seeing what their contract looks like to see about putting up some of these cameras, correct? Is everybody on board with that?
Right.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So let's just have a quick motion to go forward to have Brian reach out to this outfit to gather some contract information for the next meeting. Lou, you want to make that motion?
Well, wasn't
go ahead.
One thing that Brian had stated is it has to be so far from the school, not just in the.
We make it. This whole town is in our
okay. Because that one email that I received, was he wasn't sure if over there actually met into the qualification.
Yep, that's how he got to put it up over there. Was
it's got to be within a certain radius.
Right. He went, does it count as the crow flies? And he said, it absolutely does.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I just want to make sure that we can still do it over there. Yeah. And then we still have it up here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're still going to look at, you know, I don't think we've fully seen what the contract looks like yet, but I think these numbers show, you know, that I think that these cameras, one, it's a public safety issue. You know, that's the main crux. It's not necessarily about making the bucks, it's about providing for public safety. And so we see the data's there and the problems there. So I think we should just get a contract, see what it's going to look like with this outfit, and see whether or not it makes sense to go forward with putting the cameras up, because I think it will have an impact on the speeding for sure, I think.
Well, Mike will come back and bring it with him. He offered to do that last time.
Now, are they going to be able to write tickets? Because
they do that.
I know, but wasn't it supposed to be at 25 mile an hour?
No. Because we were sanctioned at 15.
Remember, our 15s ain't supposedly.
We have our speed study done now. Our speed study is done.
Okay.
So we got it done.
Yeah. Well, so this now.
Well, I'm talking about.
No, there's an action. This email that we received, yeah, it's not what we need for to lower the speed through the rest of the town.
For the rest of the town, maybe, but we have to.
The email that we received today is the fact that we need to put out an RFP to find out about the traffic engineering to perform and collect data for comprehensive. To lower the speed down to 15 miles an hour through the rest of our town streets so that it is enforceable for that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Mm-hmm. But over there, the speed's right over there. Okay.
Yeah, that's but different.
That's that was, different.
But we could still proceed.
Yeah.
We could still proceed with putting one up by the elementary school.
Right.
You know, at 30 miles an hour. And then we can, but you're right. This does not qualify for that speed study. Mm-hmm. That the state needs for the to enforce 15 miles an hour.
No, but what this qualifies for is the where we already had it done. This is good for that, so we're good there. Not for like all over town because it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a little bit more to go through to get that.
Okay. It's an effective way to try to one curb speeding in certain problem areas, and we'll work on some of the other neighborhoods and so forth. But I think it's going to have a great impact on reducing people's. I mean, I know I don't want to get one of these speeding tickets. You know,
no,
and no cost to the town. But we need to see the contract,
right?
And we also through the zoning, planning, and zoning, we talked about the lowering of the town streets to the rest of the town streets to 15 miles an hour. But we need to have a comprehensive study done. So we need to let Brian get an RFP out there to find out how much that's going to cost. Mm-hmm. And that has to go to Annapolis. So that way the police can write the tickets if they're going over that. But right now we don't have that ability on this side of town.
Well, let's make a motion to get that RFP out as well, and let's get that going. Anybody want to do that?
The RFP done as quick as possible.
For the speeding analysis
For the speed analysis to be done.
Very good.
And I had talked to, go ahead. Let's just finish this. Yeah, okay.
Second
it? I second it, yeah.
Further discussion on that, Renee?
Yes. The only thing that I had with that is I was talking to Brian about the golf cart ordinance and where it was, and he's going to follow up to find out what's going on because that's coming up in the next couple weeks. And to make sure that it is actually where it's supposed to be. But I also asked him to in that email to talk about that we are talking about getting this study done with an RFP and all that so that he is aware that it's coming to Annapolis.
Right. That will help us with the golf cart study.
So
they know we're trying to get it.
We've got this the motion on. All in favor of the RFP for the speed study, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Very good. And I thought golf carts were on here, but
no,
but they're not. Go ahead, Renee.
I didn't see it in the agenda because we are trying to lower things down. And the golf carts, they only go so fast. So I asked today where it was, and he said that legislative, which I should know by now, that is in January because that's when the legislative session is. So I just want to make sure that it is actually down there so that it gets on the floor to be voted on.
The one thing that the Kornberger's aide responded to was about the fact that, you know, that we'll attach a copy of the minutes for us approving the golf carts. And also, I think that if anybody's, you know, if you're passionate about the golf carts, I mean, best practice is get down to Annapolis when it's on the floor and put some testimony in on it. So, you know, could be a road trip for a commissioner or two to go down and say, hey, we really want these golf carts, mm-hmm. you know, and this is why, just in case they have any questions. So keep that in mind as whenever we get the date about when it's going to get voted on or they're going to have public comment on it. So, but that's good.
I also think it'll look good to them that we're trying to get the speed study done yep. so that they know we're trying to make the streets safer and that the golf carts won't be in any danger or anything.
Right. Pedestrian. It's a pedestrian town.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay. Anything else on these speed bumps and studies before we move on? All right, well, let's move on then to, we're back kind of to the water tower issues. Well, number one, pump replacement quotes, which are in the packet. Have you all seen those?
That's all the Schulteis with 11,000
and that in green.
Yeah.
Schulteis, yeah. Schulteis did an estimate. The, what was the number on? I don't have it.
11,000.
It's 11,000, but that is for, so everybody knows that's for a, it's for a new pump, but it's for a pump that's that has a bigger pump that'll pump a greater amount of water to get it up to that. Is it how many gallons per hour? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. so anyway, that's what they're recommending at this point in time. They still don't guarantee it'll get quite to the level of pump number two because of the distance that is required to travel. But it would put it more on an equal footing so that we would then be able to alternate back and forth between pump one and pump two and exercise them both, which is what we've, you know, I know Lou beats on that every water report. So, right. So we want to, you know, any further discussion on that or bring it to a vote, I say we do it.
I motion for AC Schulte's to put the new pump into our well for $11,282.50. They are the cheapest.
Do we have a second?
Yes, sir. I'll second.
I also wanted to, while we're kind of talking about wells and all that, for when we're putting the talking about getting the generators, the one thing
Renee, let's get this vote out of the way though before we go on to that one. So we have a motion by Commissioner Capano, a second by Commissioner Elber. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Good. All, go ahead, Renee.
For the generators, the one that's over at Avalon, that actually has to be built up because of the fact it does have history of going underwater. And I was also informed by the county that we need to work with M. Davis to put a, why can't I think of the word right now?
The thing that
reports if something's going on, that we have it on the
monitor.
Water tower. Yeah. What I can't remember the response. Yeah, the alarm thing, it automatically sends out. I'm sorry, I just like brain gone. That we work with the county, with M. Davis, because they're the ones that are putting them on the sewer generators. And also if they're offline so that they can get the call to let them know.
Mm-hmm.
But that one does need to be built up because it does go underwater. I know people are like, but that's up on the hill, but it does.
It goes under.
And that's one thing that we have to consider when we're putting that in. And it does need a new fence and it does need an updated electrical system.
Okay. Well, I know we're still getting estimates together on the generators, but totally agree with you. But what else, what we also have on the agenda here is the town well monitoring. And as a lot of you know, and we've talked about it in the past, mm-hmm. is that we've got additional added pressures and stressors coming in from outside of town. And that being Artesian is drilling numerous wells right on the outskirts of town, right as you leave, heading out toward making a left at Ms. Payne's property, heading out toward Route 40 when you pass the elementary school and get out to the T. right there. They're drilled. They just drilled another well. And what we have been talking about is we've gotten two reports from our professionals or experts saying that right now the application that's submitted isn't necessarily going to have a detrimental impact upon the town of Charlestown. But, you know, shame on us if we don't fully monitor our well and our resources. So we have another bid in there to put in, I think it's from Suti or Sutai, I don't know how to pronounce it, but to put in, to buy our own well monitoring devices, which will, if I understand it correctly, will monitor the water levels so that if for example, artesians, you know, we only use what, 2 to 3 million gallons a month of water, I think is what we usually use. Well, they're looking to draw out 2+ million a day. Mm-hmm. And they're adding one well on top of another well. And so I think it's incumbent upon us as good stewards to be able to monitor so that if we know that we have a sudden drop in water levels in our aquifer, that we can take, you know, proactive action and so forth. And Artesian has offered to monitor these wells themselves, but that's kind of, in my book, kind of putting the fox in with the hen house. So, so I think when we, what's the bid there? I don't have, I think it's around 6 grand or
eight.
How much is there?
Eight.
Eight.
Approximately eight.
To monitor, I think, is it two or the three wells, I think. And that price includes, I think, not only the little transducers and whatnot, but also software and training to enable us to monitor their, to look at them and to evaluate the information. But I think it's a wise thing for us to do, particularly with what's going on outside.
Mm-hmm. Carl, it is for all three.
It is for all three. Okay.
I do agree that we need to watch that. I was kind of in shock going to work, looking at that drill, that well being drilled. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, where'd that one come from?
So it's, and again, it's my understanding, we've been in conversation or constant contact with MDE on this. And I know Artesian is putting in applications for this. And we've had one meeting with Artesian and kind of expressed our displeasure and requested more information, which is why we, you know, in past meetings, we voted on our own independent studies to be done. And even our folks are saying don't expect a current impact on it. But, you know, we need to monitor it for the next, you know, from here on out. And also they are, the application for well four, I think, is still in process. So there's no decision made on that. But we have been requesting that if MDE is going to approve it, that we certainly want a public hearing so that the public has an opportunity to see the information and also to make a public comment on it, because it you know, our water is our blood. So
you now, guys one froze thing up. I do see that's a little different compared to what Brian has in his email about this, mm-hmm. and what's in the scope of work. The aquifer report, it only says on the scope of work that it's only going to be a report for the first month of mm-hmm. collecting the water thing, where Brian has it, it'll be done monthly. So I believe that we need to have that clarified.
I would certainly agree with that.
Now, is that for all the monitoring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it might be that they're only going to do it monthly and that we have to do it because of the training. And it might be part of the training is that they're going to show mm-hmm. how that is. I'm not really sure. I can't really tell by this.
Well, do we want to, we could vote on it with the condition that issue be clarified to get it approved. If everybody thinks it's a good idea.
I agree. I motion to approve to have the transducers installed with for clarification on how the data will be received.
Conditioned upon that.
Yeah, it says up to 8,000.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about this compensation on the second page where it says for expense basis for a fee we estimate will be approximately $8,000. You want to?
I think it's more of the fact that they probably put that in there based on getting them.
Okay.
I think it's just the fact of chain.
All right.
I think it's more of
just
they're protecting themselves because today it could be this price and tomorrow it could be that price.
Yeah, I'm really so happy. That's true.
But it won't be any more than 8,000. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice if it'd be less than that.
I'd be very happy for it. Well, you know.
And this will be coming out of all of this that we're voting on right now will be coming out of the utility fund, not
the COVID funds.
Yes.
Right.
I'll second it.
Okay. So we have a motion by Commissioner Capano, a second by Commissioner Woods. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Very good. Motion carries. I think that's important. And it's, you know, it's us taking things into our own hands, which is important. So next item on the agenda is the Footlong Park swale design. And of course, at the last meeting or maybe the last couple was Renee had requested that we get kind of a full scope of the water runoff coming down Baltimore Street as it comes down to Footlong Park. And of course, Thelma had mentioned about the fact that it wasn't quite graded properly after the sewer, after we stabilized the shoreline. And so this is kind of a plan to take care of those particular issues. So I think Coastal Resources did a kind of an overlay of Baltimore Street and showed the area of where your water originates. And Coastal Resources, I believe, has also seen the plan that's been submitted. Mary, if you want to pull that up as to what's been considered to be done at the end of Baltimore Street to kind of slope slope the water away from Thelma's, Ms. McMillan's side of the property and push it over to, keep in mind, we have all that design swale work. So this plan would coordinate or work together with the swale that we have kind of designed to carry the water on out. And Bobby, I don't know if you helped put this together.
Yeah, I read that. All it is it basically gives the water a place to go. And it gets to the end of the road, and it'll be deeper on one end, and it'll just kind of bubble out and still come into that area until they do a swale. But it'll at least slow it down. And really, it would also help the fact that we do need a truck to go down there. And right now, with the way they have it set up, it's always going to be a mud hole there. So if we don't do something where we come up with that blacktop to there and try to alleviate that water, it's just always going to be a swamp when we go in and out of there to clean that beach or anything that we have to do. So that was my suggestion. It's something that's in our wheelhouse we could do. When you do it, if you all wanted us to do some of that rock put back on there where it got washed out, I guess we could do that too. We could probably get that in with the load of stone. It was just a suggestion. It's not going to solve all the problems, but it will slow down the water. It'll kind of come out at a slower pace. And with what Thelma has, she has the railway ties on her side, which are in her favor. But we just did kind of kick it the other way, and it bubbled out. It would run into what it has now, and it would slow it down enough. So, yeah, I think that's all you need. I mean, that's my opinion. And we can do it. We just have to buy the stone and get time to get down there and do it.
So basically, Robbie, you're grading it, sloping the water will run away from Thelma's side of the
If you look at where it says the stone is, if you look on the left side, it's higher. It's like it'll be like maybe a foot and a half in the ground, but it'll be deeper on the other side. So it would tend to want to go down. It's almost like a French drain kind of thing, but it would bubble out on the other side. So it would slow it down. It would give the water a place to go, and it would give us an easier way to get in and out of there. Let's face it, it's been a mud hole for a lot of years, and this would help it. I mean, and we don't have to put it to design. It's not 5,000 square foot or more, so we don't need a grading permit. It's our road. Technically, if I had my way, I hate to say it, it'd make people mad, but I'd have graveled it even further in because it's our road and just let it all been gravel, big, nice stone like you had down there, and just let it eased out that way. But that's just me. But we could do this to slow it down. It'll help. It'll help us. So, you know, it's up to you all.
I think it's a good idea because it's a little
bit. Question. Yeah. If somebody wants to jump in and tell me another way, I mean, there were suggestions about height putting down through there and yada, 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 but you have so many trees that are on that side.
There
you're
are.
Not trailing nothing.
Unless so the water's going this way?
That's after what I do. Right now it's not.
No, but this is what you're...
That's what I'm proposing. Yeah. Okay. This side of it would be a foot and a half. And this would be deeper. So when it come down here, it would go to the deeper part and then it would bubble out here and head out that way. I ain't saying it's going to stop all the water. I'm saying it's going to slow it down. It'll be an easier thing. And like I said, she's got a railroad tie there too. We're not going to touch that. We're going to incorporate it. And then when you want to do your swell later and knock yourselves out, you can leave that or whatever you want to do.
Here she comes.
You see it?
Hi, Ursula. I know. There you go.
Actually, she had it. She had it up on the screen, I think.
Oh, I know, but I wanted to. Okay, what he just told me, you can't see that, but what he said. Okay, so it's deeper on this side, and it'll slow like a French drain, and it'll go down this way.
No, you're pointing the wrong way. you're going the wrong way.
Opposite.
It's going to go opposite. Oh, it's reversed on the screen.
No way. It'll go this way. So it'll come down and swell down away from here and away from this side, and it'll come down towards the water that way, but it'll slow it down. That helps.
Yeah, and it'll give us a place to drive onto other than going into making a worse mess down there than what you already have. Mm-hmm.
And it's affordable.
And really, technically, you could actually, if you were going to put a little stone down there where you lost it, you could just kind of do it with worse for that. I mean, because we should really use the same kind of stone. Maybe, you know, we can look at the size. I didn't really, you know, something close to that, or at least that color. As long as it's round stone, it cannot be cross and run. It can't be flat stone. It's got to be round stone. That way, water can penetrate it. It can't lock together. So I'm saying we do flat stone and lock together, we'll be beaten to death with. Brown stone will go into it. It's going to puddle over on this side. It's going to ooze out. It's going to slow it down. And then when if you ever do figure out a swell down there, and you can just leave it there and utilize it.
The ultimate goal is to slow it down too.
To say it just on my behalf, we never did any work down there. Because it was said that the town did a ditch down there. We did no ditch down there. We did nothing on the end of that road. This is just something we're doing out there that we can...
I'll add to that real quick that Coastal Resources, I know, got a copy of Bobby's drawing there and said that it would dovetail well into the swale that they've proposed. So just wanted to add that.
Okay.
It seems to make a lot of sense. I mean, and you can do it. I make a motion that we allow Bobby and the boys to just go out and do it.
I second it.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Just
don't want to be happy. I'm sure.
Yeah, good.
Good thing, everything. I think it's a low risk. If it doesn't work, we're not out that much.
We should be at this point anyways.
Right.
This should have been taken care of.
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly. Right.
I think it's a low risk.
What I just asked him is that he's going to pick up the stone. He's not going to have it delivered so that we have control over what's going there.
Beautiful. Good.
When okay. I'm thinking, 10 years from now, just kidding.
Kind of helped give Thelma an idea.
You get past the holidays, we'll jump on it and we'll put it in our. Mm-hmm. I'll write it in now. So if we get like an Indian summer, we'll just get in there and do it.
Yeah,
sounds good.
I don't mind doing it. Okay. Show it's ugly head and we'll get our hands wrapped around it.
Okay. So I'm going to move on to new business, and we have a resolutions regarding the Cecil County green infrastructure and nuisance flooding plans. And essentially, it's these resolutions. Do you guys have them in your packet?
Yes.
I believe. And basically authorize us to say we'll participate, and also authorize us to apply for grants for, again, for all this that we're trying to do with stormwater and so forth. And it dovetails in, and I think we should, we should certainly be a part of it. And I don't know, I'm certainly in favor of it. I don't know if you guys have any comments or, but would love to have a motion on approving these resolutions to allow us to participate. And once again, we talk about having, we've had conversations about establishing a green belt around Charlestown to help avoid outside pressures and whatnot, and maintaining what we have, which is primarily a waterfront. We want a waterfront clean town that's a great place to live and our kids raise kids and to grow old in. And I think this is part of that, of where we want to be. So you guys have any questions or?
It's pretty much straightforward.
No. I to approve resolution 2022-06.
I'll second it.
Is there another one?
2022-07.
And 2022-07. I'm sorry. I know I looked at them. I did see it. At 2022-07. I apologize.
I'll second it too.
I looked at it.
So we got a motion by Commissioner Capano and a second by Commissioner Elmer to approve the resolutions. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Discussion a little bit after the fact. Our next meeting with the state, the county, and the federal government is going to be, I believe, on the 13th of January. And then we'll bring that back to the board too. And Dewberry.
And Dewberry.
Yes.
Very good. That's excellent. Okay. Next is the comprehensive plan update and grant proposal. So again, this is Brian asked me to sign a letter today, basically as we're looking at our comprehensive plan and update to update it and actually getting a grant to help us with establishing, taking a look at the comprehensive plan, because it's a big undertaking and it helps to have professional involvement in doing that. So that's just a quick update that I did sign a letter basically so we can submit for the grant proposal on getting help, financial help with our comprehensive plan. So that's all I really have on that particular topic. We do have, it's that time of the year again to approve the approval for the election board. And I believe we have two nominations, Ms. Diane Letts and Ms. Rosie Roslyn Bott. And so if there's anybody else that anybody else wants to consider, otherwise I would entertain a motion to approve Ms. Letts and Ms. Bott for another, I believe it's a 2-year term, I believe. Is that correct, Mary or Kathy?
Three-year term.
I'm sorry, 3-year term. Thank you.
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion that we accept Diane Letts and Rosalind Bott for the election board.
I second.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Fields and a second by Commissioner Woods. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And we thank them very much for their service, because that's a big job and an important one, particularly at this day and age. So, okay, next item on the agenda is the PNC bank accounts signer change. And this is, we've talked about before, and just for a little bit of redundancy purposes, generally the town has had the president, the treasurer, and the vice president as being able to discuss or sign checks for bank accounts and so forth. And some of the accounts that we didn't have everybody on, And so this is a signing a resolution with PNC to include Renee and Brian for purposes of those two those accounts. And do you want to just can somebody list those accounts real quick?
The accounts of the general
that we're going to be signed. Yes,
the general account, the water account, sewer account, the cemetery account, the street account, the town pier account, the building account, and the parks account.
Okay. Yes. So we're looking to add Brian and Renee on those accounts. Any questions or discussion? If not, I'll accept the motion. And Renee, you can't make that motion.
I thought we did all this when we went up to PNC.
I thought too.
Well, I thought we did too, but apparently I guess they didn't have the paperwork resolution for those accounts, is my understanding.
Okay. My name's going to be on it.
Make a motion that we accept these two as signers for the PNC accounts that she just listed.
Very good. I'll second.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Woods, a second by Commissioner Elmer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the, and this is just something because it's that time of year, sand versus salt. I know we utilize salt to salt our roads and so forth. But being so close to the water, I've always thought we should use sand in certain places or less salt. Bobby, I'm glad you're here because, you're the one that, is in charge of all this. Would love to have your comments on it. And again, salt's obviously works very well, but sand can be effective as well and is less harmful to the environment. Go ahead.
I called the county today because I was curious on their mixture of what their salt and sand mixture was. And on the conversation I had, there's no sand mixture in their salt, so which they've changed last year or so. And I asked them why, and they said the sand was clogging up their spreaders, so they went to straight salt. So I looked at the price of it, so everybody would know the price of what Northeast uses, which is that hydrochloride or whatever it is. That is like $500 a ton because you get it in a bag, you buy it by the pallet. Northeast uses it because they don't have wells, I imagine, because they used to run on for their water. They don't have wells. So they have to keep it down to them. Versus our $60 a ton is what we pay the county, and we're using what the county's using. What I did suggest to Brian is maybe we could do this, what would help on that. We could do the main bad intersections that always ice, which everybody knows is Louise Lane, Frederick, and your road. At the very end of it, of course, when you hit your brakes, you slide into the lane. Mm-hmm. So them intersections are a problem. They've been a problem for years and years and years. So we're going to have to salt them. Mm-hmm. And we can salt the hills. But I suggest we really don't throw it all over the streets until maybe like if there's like a ice event. Then maybe we could throw it on the streets. But, and we also use two different kinds of salt. I don't know if you all know that. We use like the hydrochloride for like our post office and town hall because it does melt at a lower temperature versus your salt doesn't, Your salt's like a little under 30 or whatever, and that'll go a little less than that. But anything under that, nothing works. So, maybe at that point you might want to throw some sand down on like the, you can do that, but on the post office, not on the roads. All that's going to do is, I guess we're going to have a truck sweeping it up because it doesn't go anywhere.
That's a con of the sand. They say they got to clean out the grates and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what's in our grates, and then we're in the stormwater and stuff. So I think if everybody could agree, we just try to limit it to the intersection of the hills. And we know the hills, the troubled hills, would be Caroline. It would be It would be Charlestown Place going up. It would be Cecil Street. I have them all mapped out. So, I mean, just a few roads that we would use, you know, we would use it normally. And maybe we just plow and we only use it on the other roads if it's really something bad that it's going to freeze underneath our snow, which then we got to pretty solid. Hey, we can't get around it. But
probably my son has a special request that you not be too eager to plow Jackson Hill any right after a snowstorm. It takes away from our sledding pleasures.
I'll honor that. I'll steer the other way on that.
They did, man. The fire company used to come out and just hose it down.
Yeah, they did.
It was beautiful. They did. And block it off.
Yeah, they're never doing that now, would they?
But anyway, you know, everybody's fine with the way we're handling the salt and everything.
Yeah, like Bobby said, with the sand, Carl, at the end, when you come into the spring, you've got all that sand. Because even before, when I worked for the town, they had the mixture, like Bobby said. And, you know, the salt would you know, go away. It would just wash away or just, you know, evaporate or whatever.
Right.
But the sand is still there. So you'd have to go over and power wash and get it. And then, like you said, the sand winds up in the drains, and then you're clogging your drains up. So really, I mean, use less salt if you have to. You know what I'm saying? Because it is harsh on the cars, it's harsh on the environment, and no one really likes to use it. But sometimes, you know, like Bobby said, you have to. You don't have a choice. So
a lot of communities now are just saying, hey, you know what? Winter comes, and you're going to have to drive on some packed snow, and then they just hit it. At, you know, very sensitive areas, like, you know, like Louis at the end of Louise and Blade, and it always freezes up right there, which is terrible. You know, if you don't saw it, you're gonna.
One guy
really dangerous.
We had somebody in town suggest that we use cat litter.
That's what we're supposed to have in our cars.
Okay, well, let's go ahead around the Lou. You're on my left. Why don't you start with Commissioner, whatever you've got? You've got several things I know you want to talk about. So,
okay, yeah, Brian wanted me to bring up Saturday night. Is the Santa with the firehouse is going to be going around. The thing is, they are going out to, here's the way they're running: Bladen Street to Holloway Beach to Cool Springs to Charlestown Crossing, back into town coming through Baltimore Street. That's all in one night. Ooh. They're missing a whole mess of town, but that's what they're doing.
From what I understand, they're trying to get
as many as they can.
They're trying to get a couple different apparatus.
Yeah. So,
Cool Springs to where?
To Cool Springs to Charlestown Crossing, back into town, coming on to Baltimore Street. Coming on to Baltimore Street. That's grandkids calling. They're not going to stop it for a second.
Leaving Holloway Beach, Cool Springs,
Charlestown Crossing. Yes. They missed the manor completely. They missed Trinity. I don't hear them, but I'm sure talking about Cool Springs, they're probably incorporating that, Jeff. I hope coming back out.
They used to come by my house all the time.
Yeah. So I'm thinking when they say Cool Springs.
My street too.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll hit as many as they can.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Because they're going to do it Saturday night.
Okay.
Which I think is wonderful. Sure. Because that way the kids are home and stuff. Yeah.
What time is it, Lou? What time Saturday?
Saturday night. They're going to start at 6:30.
6:30. Okay. I'll see if my grandkids can come over.
There you go. And Bobby, what did you decide, hon? Saturday night.
I did find the lights. I looked for the lights. I found the inverter. If you want to say decorate it up.
Okay. If you want to do it, I'll ride with you.
I looked when I left the meeting earlier. I looked, and we do have them. So.
Okay.
If you want it, we'll make it happen.
I was going to ride with Bobby. And I'll dress up as Mrs. Claus or Olaf.
And he's going to do Santa?
And we can only have one because we don't want to scare the crap out of little kids going.
I got the same.
There was two.
Could be Elfie.
I got a grand.
I was going to say, we can. You can be Olaf. I have an Olaf. Or I can borrow a Grinch.
I heard him say it. Sorry, Dan.
That'd be pretty cool, Santa driving the town truck.
Wait, this is a super cool.
But, I like it. That is the route I promised I'd get it for you guys. I did.
Do some work on your truck.
We have Race Across America is Saturday also. And Paul, are you going to be able to be there?
Yes. What time is that?
Noon.
Noon?
Yes. Did you want to reach out? Okay, good. Wonderful. And we are going to have lunch, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards.
Right.
Thank you. What else? Everybody knows about Thursday night. Thursday from 2 to 6.
2 to 6, right.
You got to get there.
I will try.
I know. Well, we're going to save you food no matter what. And I'll just put it in.
I don't want to.
I'll just put it in to-go things. So even if you get there late.
I'm going to try and get there the last 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, even so, we'll have food wrapped up for you and saved no matter what. The kids are doing a Jingle Bell tour tomorrow, starting right after school. And they're going to hit the fire hall. Trinity Woods, and they all get out and they all sing and stuff, and they hand out books and all, so that's kind of cool. They'll be out tomorrow. What else? I think that was it for us, wasn't it? Yeah, that was it for us, guys.
Pumpkin texted me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
He's getting me a schedule that I'll give you some dates.
Okay, good.
Good, good, good. Okay.
Sounds great.
Because he asked about January and I said it was moved to February, but I really need you to give me some dates. Yeah. So he told me that he would.
Awesome. And then we can just pencil that in. Funny. Well, actually use pen this time.
That is for the
pocketbook bingo.
The pocketbook bingo, the fundraiser for the firehouse.
Yeah. And we, when I went to the last one at Singerly, and I actually had little girls on the side with, and little girls on this side, and their moms were playing, and they were playing. So I was like, asking them, I said, would you guys want to win a pocketbook if you went to one? And they were like, yeah. And I said, good. So because remember I said, I got sons, so we could do it with mommy and me ones. They were super excited, and they wanted to know when ours was going to be. So they told their friends, and then some friends have told their friends, and now it's all around. So that's good for us. Yeah. So I think ours is going to be a lot different from the normal ones where they go and it's like, bleh. But believe me, they still go and they still, you know, by the hundreds. Mm-hmm. But it's like, sorry, we can only have 90. But so I think it's going to be great. And thank it was a pink coach and I have a picture of it for you. Thank you.
We're looking forward to the party on Thursday.
Nice. Yes.
And
yes,
that kicks off at what time, Lou? At
2 to 6.
It kicks off at 2 to 6. Okay.
Yes.
One thing I asked about the invitations, were some mailed out because some of the older residents aren't using email.
I don't think that they can get them in time.
Okay. Mm-mm. Can we call that group or something?
And it is on the, he did put it out there. Yeah, I've seen it. Got put out there. And you guys know who we're doing. Dr. Kim.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good deal. Okay.
All right.
Curtis?
Nothing.
You good?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Renee?
The Planning and Zoning Board is starting to tackle the comprehensive plan. We also are going to be looking at the stormwater ordinance, and we're also going to be looking at properties that are falling over. I got, I believe it was 10 different ordinances from Jim Peck that we're going to piece ours together from that. I just wanted to give you an update on that. But one of the things about the stormwater and the comprehensive plan, we need to get all those in place because, again, it goes towards all the stuff that we're applying for the grant monies that are going to be coming up for the stormwater management as well, and so for some other grants. But that's our big project that we're working on.
Great.
And I did mention that the stakeholders were getting together. I think it's the 13th of January.
Okay. Jeffrey?
Two things. One, not to be a downer or anything, but it was brought to my attention yesterday that we might be canceling the next meeting because of Christmas, but it wasn't voted on tonight. We're not canceling?
It has not been voting. It has not been voted on.
what are we planning on canceling is on?
It has to be
approved, right? That's what I thought.
It's not getting canceled unless we vote on it.
Well, that's the next meeting. It doesn't matter to me. I'll come.
Next meeting scheduled for the 27th.
Yes, it's 2 days after Christmas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's up to you guys. It doesn't matter to me. I'll come. So, but
I don't mind. It's up to you guys. You
still need people to sign checks.
Yes, and then which I already told you I would do that. So I will come in.
How's and sign everybody feel?
And have the meeting. Yes.
I motioned to cancel our next meeting. It's always been canceled.
It has.
It's not like it's a new thing.
There's a second. We have a motion and a second.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Cannata, a second by Commissioner Elmer to cancel the next meeting on the 27th. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right.
Aye.
Go ahead, Jeff. That's Christmas gift number one.
I brought it up just so we cancel it. No. Well, I didn't mean it like that.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
It's been done
It's not new.
Yeah. No, it's not. But I just I will come in and sign checks. Yes, I will.
Good deal.
You call me when you want me to come and I will come. The second thing was I just wanted to shout out a kudos to Lou for the tree lighting thing the other day. It was a huge turnout. I mean, a lot more than I think that you expected to come, but it was a lot of people here that night. The weather was pretty decent. It wasn't bone cold or anything. It wasn't bone chilling cold. We did run out of hot chocolate, though. So maybe next time we can get some more hot chocolate or smaller cup. But we did run out quick, though.
Yeah.
There was just a huge turnout for it. It's just people lined up for it. Even while they were singing the carols.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't start giving it out until 5 o'clock. It just went quick.
It did.
And we had plenty of cookies, but the hot chocolate just didn't last very long.
Marshmallows.
And marshmallows. Yeah. But they seemed to love the toppings for the hot chocolate. That was a really big thing. I just wanted to say thanks to you and the maintenance guy. Sometimes I forget his name.
Craig.
And Craig for coming out and helping too. Craig was there helping too. And Brian, of course, Brian was there. Mary was there. It was just a big turnout. I mean, I was really surprised. I thought maybe 30 or 40 people would be there.
Yeah.
There had to be at least 150 people there. But it was just.
It's really, and that's
it just shows credit people to, are, yeah, paying attention.
To Lou and Principal Fortune. I mean, just joining together like that and really bringing. I mean, it's a spectacular event. I felt the same way last year, and I unfortunately couldn't make it this year. But
I was surprised. I mean, I wasn't there last
year.
I was surprised. It was great. So I just want to say thank you to Lou for a great job on that and for everybody that helped and everything. Okay, that's it.
Just real quick for me is we met Monday. Was it yesterday? But we met with the architects, Cooper's Associates on the town hall, and we're kind of looking at some preliminary plans that they had, nothing really formal as of yet, but they had a bunch of questions and we discussed those. So they're going to go back and work on the plan some more, and we're probably looking at a public meeting probably beginning of the early springtime period, but anyway, things are kind of moving forward on that, and they seem really excited about it, looking forward to seeing what they come up with.
I'm sorry, Carl. Did you also tell them about the post office and that we need to put the boxes outside?
We talked about the post office as well. So all that's kind of, they're coming up with some design plans for that. So
I'm hearing Linda's retiring in 90 days.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Yeah, my wife's done working. She's done working. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
we'll have to think about that.
It might be coming quicker than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let's get on to public comment. Lou, I think there's somebody pulled the sheet.
Yeah, I give it to
Dan. Charles.
Yes, please.
Charles. Good evening, Charles.
Speed humps. Please put one on Market Street right in front of my house. I would enjoy it, actually. Because people blow right Market Street, right?
Yeah, we're about to.
Oh, right before the stop sign.
Oh, okay. Because
People blow through that stop sign. I've been there, living there 5 years. I'm losing my voice from yelling at people to stop or slow down. Mm-hmm. And it's not just tourists or people going to the Wellwood. It's some residents that just blow right through it, or they'll come to it, brake check a little bit, and bang a left or a right. And I know maybe a lot of people don't know, but there are kids, like quite a few, that run up and down Market there.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time. So I would highly encourage a speed hump there.
Can you bring that?
And then you guys did that speed study or whatever. You'd probably be shocked if you did one on Market Street.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It doesn't seem like it's very far, and you have a stop sign that no one stops at, but people come flying both ways, like when they're leaving the Wellwood or pulling their boat out. I've seen people rip up Market Street with a boat behind them.
Wow.
So you'd probably be shocked if you did one there. And then I was here in May or June when you guys were talking about storm drains. I asked if they could clean them,
mm-hmm.
just water jet them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Still nothing there. I mean, I know you guys are doing studies and research and all that stuff, but an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
So I would ask again that you would have them cleaned out. It's not even that much. It's like maybe a few hundred feet. Have them water jetted, cleaned out, whatever, because about a quarter of the pipe is full of sediment. So that cuts the amount of water that can flow through there by quite a bit.
Right.
So
I agree.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, CJ.
Yeah.
Richard.
Thanks.
Surprisingly.
Thank you, Richard.
Are you okay? I just asked if Audrey was all right, but now I'm worried about you.
Don't encourage him.
Okay.
No? Okay. Now we can go over here. Okay.
You forgot him.
Sorry. You didn't sign in. I was reading up here. Oh, yes, you are. I missed you. I'm sorry, Dennis.
I just had one note. If there's anything, any information on the sewer manhole at 317 Tasker.
Oh, the one he showed us last time.
I don't think there is as of yet. Nothing that I have, but it's not. It's certainly not forgotten. Yeah. So
you're doing a lot.
So
of
don't.
Getting grant money from these other plans. I just wonder if it's going to be included or anything.
Yes.
It is. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. To answer your question.
Okay.
It's definitely on the radar, thanks to you and bringing it up. So, and yeah, we want to protect our infrastructures. So that's really important. So.
Right, that'll be soon or?
Can't answer.
Nothing happens too soon, unfortunately.
Nope.
I don't know how long we worked on that on the shoreline erosion before we came up with a final plan for a foot log, but we'll get some folks out there to take a look at it and render an opinion and the best way to deal with it.
Can I know when they're going to come out when that happens?
No.
We'll make a point of getting in touch with you and letting you know. Absolutely. We can do that.
Dan has something else to say too.
Yeah, I do have a question now that you brought up the stop signs and the speed limit on Market Street. Instead of a speed bump, and the speed limit might work fine, but if you're talking about cameras, mm-hmm. can they enforce stop signs?
Mm-hmm.
They can.
Yeah. 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 You use one of them in
Sunday
Woods.
A major moneymaker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They do. I have a bad problem.
The intersection is the worst I've seen.
I told Brian the other day that not one person stops at that stop sign on Caroline Street. I have never seen anybody stop there. I think I'm the only one that stops there.
Mm-hmm. Well, on Market, it is terrible.
Sunday Woods, the same way.
So instead of a speed bump, and I understand the speed bump, but boy, I think a camera.
You're right.
I like that.
People get tickets,
they'll stop.
And guess what?
You'll start stopping.
When you start hitting the wallets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't care what their purpose is. I don't care if they're going to the boat ramp, if they're going to Wellwood, if they're coming to visit me at my house.
Right.
I don't care. Stop. They need to obey the speed limits and the stop signs.
Yeah, I agree.
So cameras would be a very welcome thing in Charlestown.
Market Street is bad. I mean,
it is.
This is a just walking in, somebody comes flying up through here just to go in the graveyard. I mean, coming I don't understand.
I almost got hit walking in here tonight. But
yeah,
I don't know what it is. Get to the water.
Sometimes they see the water, they're not looking at the stop sign. I mean, one out of five cars locks the brakes up if they are trying, but they don't stop in time, so then they just go on through it anyway.
Yep.
Exactly. CJ, I got the same problem.
That's a good idea. Honestly, them cameras will definitely slow somebody down.
Mm-hmm. I look three times when I pull out.
What are the questions that are coming up on there?
So the first question that came through from Rachel was, how do you determine where to do the speed studies?
The speed study is going to be done all over town.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we're doing the RFP for is going to be all over town.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
These were done.
A lot of times, though, Mary, we get complaints, though, and then we look into them, right?
These were a lot of heavy complaints due to high volumes of complaints.
Complaints, yeah.
And if there are complaints and you see situations, you need to call town hall so that it gets on the log.
Right. Same thing as the trash company.
I got mine out before you left.
I know that I'm like, we haven't had trouble over.
I haven't either.
I'm glad you guys haven't. There's so many people that have.
I know. Every Tuesday he comes in, or Wednesday he comes and gets mine.
Down quite a bit from No, they just forgot.
Anyone else today on Zoom?
Everybody online now.
Everybody up there. Sean?
Oh, yeah. This is Dan on Zoom here.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm over at the start of Cool Springs. Well, first, I'd like to say thank you to Commissioner Wood for the speed study. And I'm sure the entrance to Cool Springs would give the backside of Cool Springs a run for its money as far as how fast people are driving. It would be easily 45 to 55 miles an hour. They would be hitting left and right on that speed camera at the entrance. Well, one of the three. So they don't hit the brakes until they get to the speed. So they are flying when they come by my house.
Right.
Now, the speed study was done. And
so, Dan, this camera that we're looking at, is those cameras should be able to be moved around. They don't necessarily have to stay in one spot. So, you know, initially they may go one location. And I don't know if we're going to have one or two. It depends on what kind of deal we cut with the organization that has the speed cameras. But they can be moved around. So we can put out one fire someplace and then move it to another hot spot. So, but every
possibility of a speed bump would be. I know the speed bump works.
They do work.
Yep, it does.
It's not in front of my house. It's down the street away. Yeah. But anyway, that's what I want to say. Just thanks for this, Commissioner Wood.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
I would like to add something. This is Rachel again.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. So I just bought a house over in Trinity probably about 5 or 6 months ago. And between the roads of Clemency and Charity, which are two bus stops that my children get on, the bus stop the people do not ever stop at that corner, ever. Like, I've almost been hit twice coming around the corner because it's so open and wide, because when they built the other side of the town or the neighborhood, they kind of made it a bigger, wider area. It's very open, so cars can see technically cars coming, but they can't always see pedestrians coming that way. So that's why I asked about where you guys determined the study, because after that speed bump, after the park, there's like no stopping anyone.
Just to let you know, Rachel, I live in Trinity Woods too, and I live on Salvation Circle. When I come up to the first intersection, and they flew through there. I mean, they don't even slow down. Like you said, it's a bus stop. Mm-hmm. And I brought it to the board's attention in the past about that same issue. So I know your concerns, because I've seen them firsthand for myself. So.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We're not working on it, though.
Is there any way talking to Kalinske, that we could have an officer or even the resource officer?
I'd over there by Captain Microphone and catch him going.
We've had him over.
Yeah, we have. Before. I haven't seen him in a while, but they have been over there.
We can ask him to go over there again.
Yeah, okay. That'd be great.
That would be great.
Great.
Because I have heard that area.
It's very unsafe.
You know exactly what she's talking about. I've almost been hit just driving.
Oh, yeah.
And I stop at the stops.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. And they ride well up here.
That's good.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
Next is Holly Cassandy.
It's actually Tom. Holly's not here. I want to second what CJ is saying, and we'll go low tech first and then do what Dan's saying with the speed bump, which is also right in front of my house. And there have been several times that I've actually had to voice my displeasure at the speed and the non-stopping, and was actually accosted by a patron heading to the Wellwood. So I think for this coming spring, I'll go the low tech approach, and then if we're able to get the speed camera or something like that, I would be very much for it. And they can again do the same thing, put it in front of my house, right where CJ's is too.
So Tom, you're saying you wouldn't mind a speed bump?
Well, in keeping me out of jail, I think it would be best for us to put something down there, because something's going to happen sometime or another. And when my grandkids are up there and, they're playing around. People get, I guess, I don't know if they're excited because they see the water and, they lose all track of where they are. But yes, I would absolutely.
The person in the car maced Tom was standing in his yard. And someone in the car that was running the stop sign did finally stop and then tried to mace Tom.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's how crazy these people are driving.
See, that's assault. Yeah. That's an assault. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it
that's
is. Assault.
The lady's fine. I didn't hurt her too bad.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Next,
I got something to say. Good.
Hi, hey, Sean.
Oh, hey. I just want to say good job. I'm really excited for these speed cameras. Let's just not do the Charlestown shuffle and just, vote on it every month. See some action.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's all. Good job.
I agree. Thank you, Sean.
Okay, next in the list is iPhone Kim. They'd like to speak.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time with my phone here. I just wanted to let everybody know, up at Blue Heron Storage, I think you heard the officer say we had a break-in between Saturday and Sunday morning sometime. There was two containers that were broke into. So if everybody just, keep a lookout, we are installing more solar lights up there, and we just put some more cameras up there too, because unfortunately the trail cams, the batteries were dead in them that were up there. So we did not catch whoever broke in the containers.
Kim, do you know, was there anything that we can keep our eyes open for that was taken or anything you want to share with
us? So the police officer that lives on Cecil over here in Charlestown, mm-hmm. it's him and another officer that has that big container that's there. Mm-hmm. They had a bunch of tools stolen. And then one of the other containers, that's what they stole, was containers and like an electric Kubota, a cobalt saw, and it was just tools and and a welder was stolen too.
All right, Kim, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you, guys.
Sounds like you knew what was in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Next is Robin Rowe.
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
I have a question. Would consideration be given to putting a speed bump from Mike on Louisa right before Calvert? We have 5 small children that live right there. And we have a lot of speeders. And I pretty much have to get out of their way when I'm walking the dog.
It's going to end up working.
Yeah,
Renee and Rick live on that street. They have River, he's 5, and then TJ has 4 children just in that little cluster, and they're all voicing their concern about the speeding. So I'm hoping they call town hall and let them know, but could we put that on the list also?
But pretty much right now, I mean, basically, there's little kids that live on every single street in our town. And I mean, I look to see speed humps are a great deterrent, but I'd rather really kind of look further into the cameras and everything. And, you know, I would love to say, okay, you know, we can't make a speed hump on every single road, on every single right. You know, basically, would just be doing this the entire time you're in Charlestown, and I don't know. My vertigo would just say, "Hey, you better start walking, girl." I would be, but I understand.
Three of the children are so small. If a ball ran out, you know, went out to the road, they wouldn't think to look for traffic. They would go after the ball.
Well, we got to hope that, you know, that doesn't happen, and we can't say one is worth more than another one or anything like that. Wow. All we can say is that we, you know, I don't know. I just know we can't continue to put speed humps on every single street. I don't think
these cameras are going to work. These speed humps, yeah. Tickets.
So we can still
compile a list of where people are desiring or requesting speed bumps, and then we can evaluate them, you know, because we're going to be coming up that time of year again. It always comes up real quick, and then we can evaluate and say, hey, maybe we want to do one here and here and here. So yeah, Robin, stop in and
put
make sure we get it down as to where you think a location might work.
Yeah, because I've actually stopped cars that have blown through the stop sign to remind them that there are 5 children living there. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
Yep. That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
That is it.
We're done. Right. I make a motion.
Is that it?
Yep. I think so.
Wait a second.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good night.